The drug company GlaxoSmithKline has today published documents for 9 separate vaccine trials which took place in mother and baby homes here between 1935 and 1973. The drug company has also published details of 2 infant milk formula trials for the first time. The Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes reported earlier this year that vaccine trials were carried out on hundreds of children without their mother's consent. Let's talk now to Dr. Maeve O'Rourke from the Irish Centre for Human Rights at NUIG. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. O'Rourke, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. You might just give us a little bit of the background to this, because it was part of the Mother and Baby Homes report, and it has been an issue for many of those who've been affected by this.
Yes, and the vaccine trials were actually first supposed to be investigated by what was the Lafoy Commission prior to becoming the Ryan Commission in the early 2000s, but those investigations were stopped following High Court action by some doctors involved. So this is an issue that people have been waiting to get answers about for many decades, actually. And what is significant, I think, is that we're only seeing GlaxoSmithKline producing documents. We haven't actually seen the Commission produce those documents to the people affected, and we haven't seen the Minister for Children produce those documents either. And of course, GlaxoSmithKline's documents, copies of those, are held in the Minister for Children's department, and people haven't been able to get access to them there.
And I think the company also makes the point that its files are incomplete. They won't necessarily give the full picture to all those who were involved.
And that's, of course, very unfortunate, and that's why one of our criticisms, myself and others who were very involved in helping people contribute to the Commission's investigation, one of our criticisms was that the Commission held no public hearings and didn't give those affected the chance to be present or to suggest questions, lines of inquiry where documents couldn't give the answer. And as I said, the actual document stat is not available to the people affected. So there's a real need for the Department of Children to operate far more disclosure now, not to mention to give people access to their actual personal records as well as the administrative files about how these trials were run.
Because it's also the case, I understand, that the GlaxoSmithKline files, they don't necessarily identify individuals. It may not be possible to match a file to an individual.
That was definitely one of the things that the Mother and Baby Homes Commission said. It said we have not managed to identify all of the children involved in the trials, presumably because the documentation wasn't complete. I mean, many people were identifiable to the Commission, and it's really important to note that those people have not been notified by either the Commission of Investigation or the Minister for Children that they are on the records of the vaccine trials. Mm-hmm. Under the GDPR, I would argue there is an explicit requirement on the Minister for Children to notify the people whose records he has received where they are identifiable, so that they know that they were in a vaccine trial. To date, right, I think only a handful of people even know, because no Commission of Investigation, not the Lafoy Commission, not the Murphy Commission just passed, actually told the people who it could see were involved in vaccine trials, but they were indeed involved.
We'll leave it there, but thank you for that. Dr. Maeve O'Rourke from NUIG.